of Faith on Beat.
It's very dramatic, isn't it, Shauna?
It's like the start of Baywatch.
Stay out of your bikinis, everybody. It's not the weather for it. Now, we're into February, and it's a special February because it's a leap year February, which means we're all getting an extra day in our lives this year. Isn't
Woo!
That great?
Yep. Yeah, extra day.
But if you're going to get an extra day, you need to do something extraordinary with it. Mm-hmm. And we're going to help you out. We have got the thing, but we're just not telling you what the thing is.
This is the most annoying. I'm like, I want to know what it is.
I've got the butterflies.
I know. And yesterday, some of the last elements of this came together. Oh my God. Talk about mind-blowing.
Stop it.
No. Honestly. This is the experience of a lifetime. We want to give it to you. Rules here. You need to be over 18.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be available leap weekend from the 28th of February onwards ready to just go and do this thing. If that sounds like you, and you sound like you'd be up for it, well, now it's time to take the leap of faith and head over to beat102103.com. There's a form there, a few questions, fill it out. I can tell you, I was taken aback at the overwhelming response we got yesterday on day one.
Wow.
People want experiences.
Excitement.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what we're going to do for you.
Yeah, no.
And it's just taking that chance on something. You don't know what it is.
Just go for it.
Mm. Yeah.
So if you want to have a go or you think somebody would be perfect for this, beat102103.com. You've got a couple of days to get the registrations in and then we'll move to the next stage and see, are you willing to take that leap of faith?
Leap of faith on Beat with City Square Shopping Centre Waterford.
Leap of faith!
You've been given a gift of an extra 24 hours. Don't waste it at work or college. Do something extraordinary. This leap day, we're giving you the experience of a lifetime. The only catch is we're not going to tell you what it is. It's up to you to take that leap of faith.
The first person to take that big leap of faith is Matthew Dunn from Waterford, who took the bull by the horns, literally, at City Square Shopping Centre in Waterford on Friday and has made it through to the next round.
Fantastic. Over the moon, literally. I'm not too happy that you didn't tell me what the competition prize is.
Apply now at beat102103.com and tune in to win. Leap of faith on Beat with City Square Shopping Centre Waterford, a premium shopping experience in the southeast. CitySquare.ie.
Now, what's been happening over the last 7 to 10 days is hundreds and hundreds of people from across the southeast have been registering on our website, beat102103.com. You can still do that today. They've been filling out little forms about themselves. And we're going to be revealing details about someone who registered at beat102103.com. But once again, to keep the mystery and intrigue going here, we're not going to give you the name.
Oh.
But we are going to give you some information about that person.
Oh.
That person who we've picked out, who we want to get through to the next round. If you think you are that person, you've got to call us. You know our number, 1-890-715-102.
Hello, Beat102103.
Hi, I'm not sure if you called out my details on the Leap of Faith.
Oh, on the Leap of Faith, what's your name?
Kelly O'Neill.
And are you a strawberry blonde, Kelly?
No.
You're not a strawberry blonde.
No, I'm not.
Were you born?
I just heard the last holiday was Portugal, and that was me.
Was that your last holiday? Was it?
Yeah, it was.
Were you born in 1991 by any chance?
No, afraid not.
Oh my God! So Kelly O'Neill, let's see if it's you. On the off chance, maybe it is. No, Kelly O'Neill, it's not you. I'm so sorry, but well done for taking that leap of faith and keep listening out because it could be your details we call next.
Leap of faith!
You've been given a gift of an extra 24 hours. This leap day, we're giving you the experience of a lifetime.
Amy Duggan from Carlow is yet another person who's taken that leap of faith with Beat.
Oh my God, Amy! We got you!
You did.
We've been looking for you for the past 2 hours.
Oh my God.
How are you feeling?
A little bit shocked. I was in work and people are sending me messages.
Apply now at beat102103.com and tune in to win. Leap of faith on Beat with City Square Shopping Centre Waterford.
This is the Leap of Faith hotline.
Yes, I think you might be talking about me.
Oh, okay. First off, let's get your name out of the way.
Kelly O'Neill.
Kelly O'Neill from Monday.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god, Kelly. Okay, so Monday you rang in thinking it was you. I was looking for a strawberry blonde. The first question I asked was, "Are you a strawberry blonde?" And you went, "No."
I only heard the second clue was the last holiday was Portugal.
So your last holiday, Portugal. Who's your favourite artist, Kelly?
Tones and I.
Really? They're your favourite artist?
Yeah, Dance Monkey is my favourite song.
Can you name another two tunes?
Oh, God.
Caught rapid.
Oh my God,
they're my favourite artist. I love them so much. Oh, yeah, name two tunes. I actually don't know them. Kelly O'Neill, what year were you born?
1987.
And where do you live?
In New Ross.
So, Kelly O'Neill from New Ross, born in 1987. Favourite artist is Tones and I, even though she only knows one tune. And your last holiday was Portugal. Kelly, you ready for this? Oh my God, it's you!
And the challenge is quite simple. They basically had to get a video up online over the weekend on their social media, making some noise about the competition and about themselves, and just getting their name and their face out there as much as they could.
Brand.
These videos would then be judged on the usual things like reach and engagement, humour, creativity. And I can tell you by the looks of it, we now have six remaining contestants this morning battling it out. And again, over the next couple of days, we'll need to whittle them down to the final two to take part in the big finale this Friday to find out who's going off on the adventure of a lifetime. And the other fun thing about this is, even if you entered and didn't make it through, or you didn't enter at all, the journey this weekend is going to be worth following. It's going to be quite special. But I have just a little feature here, a bit of audio of one of the contestants who put their video up over the weekend. Kelly O'Neill is from New Ross. Just listen to it. Look, all I can tell you is she's at Greig na Mana Rowing Club, I think. This is where this happens. Have a listen.
Hi, guys. I'm Kelly O'Neill. This is my Leap of Faith 2020. Sometimes what you are most afraid of doing is the very thing that will set you free. Beat 102, 103. Vote for me!
That's a very wet Kelly O'Neill there.
She's freezing.
I think it's the something on my leg that would freak me out. What is this? Fair play, Kelly.
Meet Kelly O'Neill. She lives in New Ross with her husband Louis and her kids, Ryan, who's 10, Jack, who's 5, and twins Layla and LJ, who are 3. Kelly is full-time CEO / stay-at-home mum in the O'Neill household. Her family describe her as loud, crazy, outgoing, sporty, and always up for the crack. She once had a love of sugar sandwiches, and her weird celebrity crush is Steve Bold, Arsenal coach. Possibly worth a Google. She takes her tea very strong, and give her any Venga Boys song to instantly put a cracking smile on her face. But why did Kelly O'Neill apply for Leap of Faith?
The excitement of the unknown. I think it was the just, you know, what could it be like? I was like, it could be anything. Like, it could be, you could be going somewhere amazing, or, you know, it just could be anything. And it says on it, it's a once in a lifetime experience. So I said, why not? Why not try it and see?
What do you think the final leap of faith is? What do you think that entails? You're shaking your head.
This is just baffling me. Like, I haven't slept in 2 nights thinking about this. I'm like I wouldn't, I'd like to think that I'd be brave and that I'd you know, I'd face my fears and I'd do whatever it was. But at the same time, I'd like to know what it is so that you can kind of build yourself up and prepare. I think it's going to be like a jump of some sort. I really don't know. This is such a well-hidden prize and secret. I really, honestly, I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just stumped, like.
And how would you describe the experience so far? Like, how has the last week been? Have people recognised you? Has it been a bit mad?
It's crazy. People are messaging me on Facebook, like friends that I haven't seen in years, from Australia even, like saying best of luck, can't believe you've done it, and you know, fair juice to you, and we hope you go all the way, and you know, so like I feel like I'm a celebrity now. I feel like I go outside and somebody will ask me for me my autograph.
You are in Wexford, yeah. Come here, tell me this. What would it mean to you to win?
It would mean so much to win. Like for me personally, being a young mom of four kids and just putting myself out there like I did, I would be overwhelmed, I think, and I'd imagine there'd be tears possibly, but I think so proud for my kids to see that you can just do whatever you want to do. Do you know, like, it's a once in a lifetime thing, and it'll be amazing for me if I get to do it, and like I'd look forward to being able to come home and tell Louie and tell the kids all about it and let them know that no matter what you're afraid of, if you put your mind to it, you can do whatever you want to do. Do you know, there's nothing can hold you back, just go for it.
And that big finale is tomorrow from 4 p.m. on Beat Drive with Darren, and then the adventure starts.
Ooh.
It's going to be a big weekend,
whatever that adventure is,
whatever it is.
Two fantastic contestants, two brilliant players. I don't know who I want to win. I don't know who is going to win. All I know is that I'm really, really excited to find out what's going to happen. So the blindfolds are there, the sunglasses are there, and you're off to the secret destination to compete in the finale of Leap of Faith 2020 to win the experience of a lifetime. And all I'll say is good luck.
Leap of Faith 2020, in celebration of that leap year and that extra day. It gave us everything. Excitement, anticipation, nail-biting moments, tears, laughter, and the finale to beat all finales. The radio competition that got the Southeast hooked and showed us that sometimes in life, it might just be worth taking a chance on the unknown. Two finalists, one mystery prize. And to get their hands on the best kept secret we've ever held here in Beat, we took Kelly O'Neill from New Ross and Amy Williams from Carlow out to Dunmore Adventure to take on the ultimate aquatic challenge. One leap of faith and the person who ran into water, manoeuvred a kayak, climbed an inflatable assault course, swam to shore, ran to the arch and rang a bell in the fastest time will be crowned the winner. But how did our girls find it?
It was just really tough. I honestly wasn't expecting it to be that hard.
So tough. Thought I was never going to get to the bell, ever.
Their friends and families gathered around, the girls were shaking, and Darren delivered that all-important result.
The winner of Leap of Faith 2020 with City Square Shopping Centre and Beat 102-103 with a time of 2 minutes and 54 seconds, 0.97, Kelly O'Neill from Wexford. Congratulations, Kelly. How are you feeling?
Oh my God, I just can't believe it.
Yes. What I can reveal right now is that yourself and Jenny are going to be taken by the Audi A1B fleet to Dublin. You're going to check into the Gibson Hotel and you're going to go to the Three Arena where Kistery is taking place, a massive retro gig tonight. Shaggy, Nelly, Salt-N-Pepa, Fat Man Scoop. Can't be too much of a heavy one between yourself and Jenny because you have to be at Dublin Airport at 10 a.m. tomorrow.
So Kelly headed to Kistery in Dublin last night for the first part of her Leap of Faith experience. We'll hear how she got on the big Saturday from 11, and you can follow their journey on Instagram. It's fair to say Kelly's story has only just begun.
Our Leap of Faith Commander-in-Chief, Niall Power, he's tasked with revealing each part of the whole weekend to them as they go. And he sent them a video message earlier on with Shona on the big Saturday. He told them that their destination was London. Now, I know that Niall has been back onto them since. He's feeding them more information, just enough to keep them interested and just enough so that they know what's happening next. So Kelly got wind of the next stage of the process just a little bit earlier on.
Hello again, Leap of Faithers. Welcome to London Town. Whoop. Your next mission, if you choose to accept it, is to get your Dance Monkey shoes on. Yes, you're off to see Tones and I in concert. Have a blast.
Oh my God! Are you serious?
Now, the funny thing about this is when you entered our competition, who did you say your favourite artist was when you answered the questionnaire?
Tones and I.
You were also asked something on air by David Hammond as well. What we asked?
Name two songs.
And could you?
No. But I love Dance Funky and I love her new song, Never See the Rain.
Okay, so that's two songs. So you like two songs at least. You could have named the two of them.
Yeah, but okay. He put me on the spot.
So you're going to get the dancing shoes on then?
Absolutely.
Leap of Faith on Beat with City Square Shopping Centre Waterford, a premium shopping experience in the southeast. CitySquare.ie.
Hi, Leap of Faithers. So far, you've had some nostalgia, a kistery in Dublin, followed by Tones and I in London. Now it's time to cross the Atlantic to the city that never sleeps, which is apt considering you probably feel like you haven't slept for a week. Bring on New York City.
Oh.
Oh my God.
Oh, New York.
Really? New York.
It's well worth getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning for this.
Oh my God, lads. I'm actually shaking. Hands are actually shaking.
Jen, I know you've been to America before. You've been to New York. Kelly, have you ever been to the States before?
No, never.
Not at all?
Never.
First time you're the Big Apple. What a way to do it.
Oh my God.
How do you feel about that 4 a.m. alarm clock now?
I don't care. I actually don't care. I told you last night you couldn't top Tones and I. You've just topped Tones and I.
Are there tears in your eyes? Are you crying?
No. Oh my God, I actually can't believe it. I'm shaking. I'm actually shaking, like.
Yesterday morning, Kelly and Jenny found out they were going to leap across the Atlantic to NYC, New York City, and that she would be going to see Dermot Kennedy. Could this get any better? Hang on a second. During a call to Debbie on More Music Sunday yesterday afternoon, she found out that she was going to meet Dermot Kennedy. I've got to say, I would lose my life. It's really the competition that has got the whole of the Southeast talking.
Kelly, the biggest star in Irish music right now, a host of solo gigs this summer to massive crowds. He packed it out at Electric Picnic last year. You just saw him in a venue in New York in front of about 1,000 people max, up close and personal, Mr. Dermot Kennedy. How was it?
I'm lost for words. He was absolutely amazing. Like, unreal.
There may be more to come. I don't know if that's another gig or something completely different. I have no clue.
I probably would have fainted meeting Dermot Kennedy. I'm not going to lie.
I thought you were going to say Darren Rice.
We know Darren. But imagine wrapping it up like that. Mm. Like getting to stand there beside Mr. Dermot Kennedy and just saying, listen, we won this trip of a lifetime. We've been all over and now this is how we're going to end it. Like, that's amazing.
Hey, Leap of Faithers, I hope you're enjoying the Big Apple. Now it's time to go explore, but first, Darren has one final surprise for you.
Okay, girls, it's been a hell of a weekend, Leap Year weekend, Leap of Faith. You were our ultimate winner, Kelly O'Neill. Have you enjoyed yourself so far?
Absolutely, just the best time ever.
3 gigs in 3 countries in 3 days.
Amazing.
Been absolutely fantastic.
We promised you a once in a lifetime experience. Is that exactly what it was?
Absolutely.
Okay, I have good news and I have bad news.
Oh, God.
Bad news is, I am now leaving you. My leap is done, okay?
What?
My leap of faith is donezo. Yours, however, is going to continue. But yourself and Jen have 36 hours to explore the Big Apple and leap into all the madness that it has for you. And to help you on your way, $500 spending money.
Excellent, excellent.
Okay, girls?
Oh my
excellent.
God.
So, I want you to take that. I'll take this, and I'll take this. Girls, enjoy yourselves, okay?
Oh, thanks so much.
Thanks,
Darren. Thanks for looking after us.
Bye.
Right, go on. Get out of here.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Good luck.
This is it.
Leap of Faith! Would you enter a competition without knowing what the prize is? Thousands took the leap of faith, but it was Kelly O'Neill from Wexford who emerged victorious, winning that leap day experience of a lifetime.
Oh my God, I just can't believe it.
3 gigs, 3 cities, 1 amazing weekend. Kistery, featuring Nelly, Shaggy and Salt-N-Pepa in Dublin. Tones and I in London. Got to hang out with Dermot Kennedy in New York. And to top it all off, $500 in cash to spend in the Big Apple.
Oh, lads. Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Thanks, babe. Thank you.
Keep it right here for more great chances to win. Leap of Faith on Beat with City Square Shopping Centre Waterford.